we might want to talk about how we want to hear this request and how we make decisions. As example, I think we shouldn't make decisions on the same day that we hear the proposals.
Yeah, I agree.
And so that we can see a bigger picture, as mm-hmm. then we can make a decision. The second thing is, I wonder if it's better that proposals, people give proposals, give this to us with everybody else out. It is a public meeting, and everybody has the right here to be here. But I think it would be better in case we have competing. I mean, we had an awkward one. We had two billboard
yeah.
at the same time,
and
it was just
awkward.
Kind of an odd situation. So my recommendation would maybe ask those who are giving proposals to be outside and mm-hmm. bring them in one by one. Of course, if you...
I'm happy with whatever you want, and I can understand. Though it wasn't... I didn't feel...
It was the first time.
It wasn't awkward
yeah.
for me. I don't know if it was awkward for them, but I can understand
yeah.
where you guys are, because it's a lot of stuff.
Just to have every...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
well,
you guys stay, because we're... Right? Because they're...
Yeah, we're going to talk about their
grant. We're going to talk about their proposal.
Yeah. I mean, and I just want to be clear, it is a public meeting, and everyone has
if
to
you
be
insist.
Here, but it's
so,
just...
That's
it just makes it a little easier.
No, I think it makes sense, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and we'll just come meet you.
We're still going to go out here and talk about you guys.
Thanks.
There's just a little waiting area across the hall. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the other group?
The lady and gentleman, they're both,
okay.
their names are both Kim McKelty, and they're with, one is with Comcast.
Oh, yeah.
And the other, the lady is with Clear Channel.
Okay.
But they're both Kim McKelty.
They're both what?
Kim McKelty.
They're both their names are Kim.
The Kims.
Yeah.
Yes.
Literally.
It's confusing when they call, but they're both Kim.
They're not the same last name.
Yes, they do. They're both Kim McKelty.
They're married.
Oh.
Duh.
Oh. You.
So
when they email me, I get confused.
And
then when they call, I'm like, okay, now I know who you are.
Kim Boy, Kim Girl. Which one?
Yes.
They work for two different companies.
Right.
Yes.
Got it. And they're married and they have the same name.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's why they're married. Because, I mean, you know. What you
and they don't take down.
She's going to marry me.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's the deal. I got to be out of here at like 5 after.
Okay.
So let's get moving.
Fly.
So, and I'm sorry about that, but it's just Thursday kid day, football. So you guys are asking for $15,000?
Okay.
Correct.
And who are we?
They are the Celtic Highland Games. Okay. They're changing their name, though.
And we're totally separate from the city now?
We are. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Please.
Yeah, you'd like to come up to the table.
This is Susan Spencer. I am a local business owner. I own a digital banner in City Center. And I am the interim vice president of the new Celtic Heritage Alliance, Incorporated, which is a separate nonprofit corporation. We applied for our 501c3 status August 26th or something like that. I sent them a check. And got a notice in the mail last week saying, oh, we raised the rate. So we sent them another check. So we're anticipating some kind of word on that fairly soon. Susan, of course, owns Brighty's Irish Fair and is also on our interim board of directors. We are installing a full regular board of directors on November 1st. We've invited a number of people to be on our board. And they'll be appointed at that time. That's why I'm calling myself interim. My function last year was one of the co-founders, organizers of the event, and Susan and I are both basically kind of trying to stand in for Belinda Goody, who is essentially the lightning rod of the spark plug, if you will, of the whole festival and everything. She's been called away on...
It doesn't sound like Irish music.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound anything like I expected it to.
It's a long story.
Anyway, Belinda's on guard duty for the next couple of weeks. She's in the Air Force Reserve, National Guard, or I don't know anything about that stuff. I managed to skip all that during the Vietnam thing to date myself. Last year when we were before you, we didn't know exactly how many people would be coming to this thing because we hadn't ever done it before. We asked for $5,000. You granted $5,000. We just kind of barely scratched the surface of marketing beyond Lincoln County with that $5,000 and with the event in general. And it was welcome. Our total marketing budget ended up being about, I think it's $13,000 for last year. What we're trying to do this year is broaden our base, expand beyond Lincoln County. I mean, the event last year we were expecting 1,500 to 2,000 people. We got 4,000 patrons and about 450 festival participants, whether it was a band member or volunteer or whatever. So we had about 4,500 people on site.
And how many were you expecting again?
Between 1,500 and 2,000.
Okay.
So we got over double what we were expecting. So that was just barely scratching the outlying areas. Since that time, we got such great word of mouth from the vendors and the regular people. This type of event involves an entire circuit throughout the Northwest. And people go to Portland, they go to the events in Washington, they go to Northern California, etc. All of those people travel around. They all go to the same events, and a lot of them are just fans. And there are whole families, the clans in particular. We had 22 or 23 different clans represented at our event. All of those people bring about anywhere from 2 to 10 people each, and they travel around. And we followed up with all of those people after this event, and the word of mouth was exceptional. It's really good buzz, if you will. And so what we want to do is turn this into a year-round thing. We've got that buzz building, and the first things we've got going is in 2 weeks, we're staging one of our first Kaylee's. This is a seasonal Irish community style dance. Some additional material if you want it. It's basically a community dance. Anyone can join in. Susan is our dance coordinator. She could talk more about that if you wanted to. But the idea is to build this beyond just the festival, where the annual festival is still a big deal. And our festival is a little bit different from some of the other Highland Games and/or festivals within the Northwest region, etc., in that we focus on performing arts. Our focus is on live music. We have 3 stages going simultaneously all weekend long, and that's fairly unusual for this type of event. So we're kind of carving out a niche for ourselves within the Celtic community in the Northwest as more of a performing arts oriented type of event. I mean, we've got the athletics as well, but that's just maybe a quarter to 20% of the interest based on the research that we did after the event. We put up online polling after the event, and if you look on page 2 of the grant application, you see some of the numbers down under projected activity. 62% drove more than 41 miles, etc. There's a lot of people that come to these things from great distances. And that's the goal of that's one of the goals, obviously, of the event and the organization is to attract people from out of town to help Newport. But it's also to educate people in Newport by bringing these type of people who have a deep investment in their heritage and their in that lifestyle.
And their kilts.
And they go to all these events. And so what we're trying to do is build it with a seasonal cadence, with 3 or 4 planned.
Right.
Yeah. We also have a Robert Burns dinner planned. It's, we're trying to nail that down at the moment, but we're pretty sure it's going to be at the...
Best Western?
No.
No?
No. The no. Over the hotel on Cliff Street. It has all the literature.
Sylvia
Beach Hotel.
Forgot.
Anyway, for the literary connection with Robert Burns, Robert Burns Supper, for those of you who are not familiar, is a Scottish-oriented thing. It celebrates the poet Robert Burns. And the people, we pipe in the haggis, which is that wonderful smelling thing that some people don't like, but others do. And it's just a traditional thing. And so the whole goal here is to inch it out, make it bigger, et cetera. And that's why we're asking for the more money from you guys for this year. This is some of the, if you haven't seen these, is some of the collateral materials that we produced last year, in part with our sponsorship with the News Times. This year, we are already in our sponsor hunt, and we have a similar deal with the News Times. We also have in place an agreement with Oregon Coast Today and News Lincoln County. So those are our media partners so far that will be expanding and helping with our, give some value to our sponsorships.
So other than those three, who else will you be, how are you getting this message out to the Valley and beyond to, is there like a special newsletter that goes out to people that are into this stuff?
There's newsletters. The big thing is just, the big thing really is personal outreach. Is going to the event in Albany. It's going to the event in Eugene. It's going to the et cetera, et cetera.
I gotcha.
And we've got.
You have a booth or something, and you.
Yeah, you get a booth. We give basically we gave reciprocal booths for those, all those folks to be at our event. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a round robin kind of thing. We've recruited Craig McDougall, who's a guy who works over at the DMV, who's very Scottish, possibly even more Scottish than I am. And he is our official outreach coordinator, so he's going to all these events now.
Okay.
We also have Rob McGregor, who's another gentleman who has been going to these outreach events. That's part of it. The other part of it is focusing on some media buys for general mass media consumption. Possibly not so much the Portland market, because I don't feel like we can go up there that far yet, but focusing on Corvallis and Salem and Eugene, mid valley type things, and that's part of what we want this money for.
Do you have a website?
We do, NewportCelticFestival.com. It's been up for about a year and a half, and we have a Facebook fan base of about 800 people right now. I don't know what the Twitter count is, but that's a big part of, has been a big part of our. Marketing and getting the word out is our social aspect.
On your budget, you show $10,000 for services. What does that cover?
Okay. Excuse my ignorance here. I'm going to have to refer to it.
For exposed expenditures.
This item number 8.
I think she's, that's like lumping
security.
Between security and
porta potties or something.
Porta potties and AV, you know, supplies and I think that's how she's done that.
You know, in the future, it would be nice if you itemized things so people would know what things you're looking at, because services are very broad.
Yeah.
By grouping.
I unfortunately, our financials from last year are still in a state of flux, and we're getting closer on getting a handle on what that final number is and how those final things are breaking out. And if we had those, we probably would have included them here.
Who takes care of those for you?
Well, Belinda's been the principal person that's been doing this. Claire Little is now our treasurer on the board, and she's going to be a permanent treasurer, and she's actually the one who wrote the 501c application, et cetera.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea for the head of the board to be.
No, it's pure a function of necessity to date. And she's just been the one that's been doing it, because Claire really just came on in August when we formed this, or this summer when we formed it. Claire helped out at the festival last year, but she wasn't involved in the background before.
Well, I did the festival. We sold chowder. It was well attended, especially Saturday when we had good weather. Sunday was,
Sunday was soft and rainy,
which did not help.
Soft on these types of events. I mean,
do you think it will continue to be 2 days or?
Definitely.
Okay.
There's a big demand for the two-day type of affair.
Yeah.
There are events within the Celtic community, for instance, Portland, limits theirs to one day. They start at 8 in the morning and they knock it off at 6 p.m.
Well,
they charge $20 a head to get in.
This has 5 days?
Or? Well, we have the 3-day festival, okay, which is in June, second week in June. And then the 5 days are the various other ancillary
okay. events, quarterly events.
Okay, the okay. quarterly type events and the building momentum kind of events mm-hmm. that we're talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Are the money you're requesting, are you going to use any of the marketing money for the quarterly events, or do you want the money you're requesting from us, is it going to concentrate on the festival? Which
it'll probably be the bulk of it is festival, but okay. Right now we need to get some, we could probably use some money for all these quarterlies as well. I mean, we don't anticipate those being, 8,000 people, of course.
Right.
And it's going to be mostly, I think, locals. But for instance, and Susan can speak to this, the Kaylee of the Valley Society, which is based in Salem.
Okay.
Yeah. They were a big part of our event in June, and they all travel over here for these types of things.
I mean, obviously our committee, we want people staying here overnight, eating here and stuff. And
yeah.
So I prefer that most of the marketing money be spent for your big event and not for the mm-hmm.
oh, certainly.
Ancillary
certainly.
Ones. I think they should be your fundraising supplement.
I mean, we're not gonna burn a bunch of dollars on the smaller events.
Right.
The smaller events are, I mean, we need some help with those from this group would be great. But the point of the smaller events is to build a base within the local.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Will you be asking the city for any other financial requests, like a waiver of the permit fee, event permit fees?
Certainly.
So that would be on top of this then.
Well, I mean, that's
and services for the
kind of the way most place. Of the, it's like the city center trick or treat. You know, it's one of the things that helps make the city a better place. And
but you have to understand the focus of this committee is to pull from the outside, not
it's
the inside.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That these funds are based for outside.
Mm-hmm.
Heads and beds, we like to
heads
say.
And beds.
Yes. Yes.
And which I definitely saw a lot of people that were not local.
You know, I mean, and that's what, to be quite honest, that surprised us that 60% of the patrons were not local.
That's a good percentage.
No, we like that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's good.
I mean, we were not expecting nearly that many from that side. Yeah.
For a first time event, it was excellent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I had a great time. Okay.
Well, I think it was a neat event. We're not going to decide it today.
No, we just listen to them and then discuss them.
I like that plan. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And
anybody have any more questions before we let them go?
Oh.
No?
I think so.
Sorry.
That was great. Thank you. Good together, girls.
Keep me on track here. Thanks, you guys. And then we will make a decision, and then Nicole, is that right? Mm-hmm. We'll contact.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Hope we were
thanks
able
for all
to
your hard work on
answer the questions satisfactorily.
You did.
We need the local events to build the base to get the volunteers to put on the festival.
Say she should.
Oh, that's good.
I love it. No. I get it.
No,
I
think
we all do that because we're all of us volunteer.
We are the base.
Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon.
Thanks.
So.
Okay.
Last year they got their money from the city entirely, right?
Well, they got it from us.
No, we gave them a grant.
We gave them a grant. We recommended to the city of that grant that we approved.
Okay, because I saw Lorna's email was kind of confusing.
Well,
it said
because
Park and
Rec
even in their application.
In here,
it
says that they did not receive funds for this event last year, but in essence they did because Parks and Rec proposed the grant.
But they actually like
got
the money
same
from
event.
Parks and Rec, which they originally
did. Right. It came from us.
Right.
Okay. So this is their second year.
Okay, this is the
truthfully, yes, but since they're now a 501c3 of their own and they're separate from the city, they think it's different.
No, it's not because it's a festival and...
Which is, I think, the point Lorna was trying to make.
Yeah.
However, in their mind's eye, it's completely separate. So,
but as far as we're concerned, giving the money, this is, would be the second year for this festival.
Correct.
Okay.
But
well, they're...
It's three times what they got last time. I don't think I want to give them the whole about the requesting.
Maybe we should discuss that after.
No, yeah. I would. But I'm just
saying
it's a pretty big leap for the first time for the next year. I think they should talk a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Mike from On Display.
He's yeah. Mike, welcome.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Right. Good. Well, thank you for the invitation, and I know you guys are crunching through a lot, so I'll be as brief as possible. Just want to tell you how On Display can hopefully be an asset and the wallscapes in the Portland Metro. Real quick shot about On Display is we're part of Federated Media, so we're part of a family-owned media group based out of South Bend, Indiana, around since 1947. We own 16 radio stations, own the Oak Ridge Truth newspaper, own some internet advertising companies, and in June of 2010 acquired an existing wallscape company with assets in Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco. So we've got 25 wallscapes in the Portland metro area, all within the city. If you've been to a Blazer game in Portland, looked across the street from Rose Garden, there's this big Blazer wall, they call it, that rides with us. That's one of ours, so a lot of people recognize that. We've been around this market for about, as I mentioned, about a year and a half, since June of 2010. Already built a good name in the marketplace as being a company that can really help establish brands. The Portland Timbers did a huge outdoor campaign last year, and we were actually their number one vendor. They did 8 locations with us for that campaign. Got a tremendous amount of buzz around that. Fox 12, Good Day Oregon, used us as their exclusive vendor for their recent campaign they did for the 10 o'clock news in Good Day Oregon. So we're building a name in the marketplace in a relatively short amount of time, but we're part of a long-standing company, have a good, strong foundation behind us. Outdoor, I know you guys have, you've used on an ongoing basis. Just reinforcing that, I think every year, it gets more and more vital that outdoor is part of a media mix, mainly because I came from 18 years in radio prior to outdoor, and I'm still with a company that owns radio stations. The fragmentation that other media choices are dealing with right now is pretty substantial. I mean, obviously in radio, you've got satellite radio, you've got internet options, you've got iPods, in TV, you've got the DVR, newspaper, everything's getting driven to the internet for news. Outdoor is the last major ad medium you can't turn off. It's working for you 24/7. And so every year we get further and further down the line, the more the rest of the media gets fragmented, the more outdoor becomes kind of a vital resource. We, as opposed to being a billboard company, though we're a wallscape company almost exclusively, and this is not good or bad. I mean, billboards are fantastic and they do a great job of reach and frequency and having a lot of locations. The wallscapes are a little bit different in that, unlike the billboards that are all standard size, a lot of times they're lined up in similar spots, kind of all lined up along our freeway. The wallscapes are all, in very unique locations within the city itself. And so a lot of times they're also oversized. So you've got, just in terms of square footage, kind of a can't miss thing. You turn the corner and there's a massive wallscape that's in your face. So they stand out a lot more. They're a lot limited in their availability. There's hundreds of billboards around. There's less than 100 wallscapes in the Portland market. I believe On Display has more wallscapes than the other company, although we don't all publish our numbers, so I can't verify that. But I believe we have the most number of wallscapes. And then the Timbers campaign, what it showed is the wallscapes as opposed to the billboards, they do, this is the big scientific term, they have that ooh-ah factor that really stands out a lot. The Timbers was a pure branding campaign. It shows pictures of the fans holding the axe. It said summer of 2011. It built a great buzz. It got a lot of earned media through newspaper and TV, but more importantly, they sold out the Key Club section for season tickets, which was their goal from that campaign. And if you've seen the Timbers up in Portland, they've sold out every game so far this year. So the thing about building a buzz in a brand now that's different than before is you can build that buzz in the brand, but because people can then go online for further information, they can get the more detailed info that you maybe couldn't get an outdoor before. You can just drive them to that place to go for detail. But building that buzz can be effective still in bottom line, because people do then aggressively pursue the information once you give them the idea. And so the wallscapes, it makes a company part of the city. And I think for Newport or anything right now, I look at myself with a family of 4, and in terms of vacation, and everybody wants to take their family away, but buying 4 airline tickets to leave from PDX is incredibly expensive. And so a lot of people are doing the staycation, but the competition to pull them away from, we're gonna go to Sun River, we're gonna go to Black Butte. Well, but giving them the reasons and making that top of mind all the time is that, wait a minute, I can go for a great week or a great long weekend or whatever it's going to be and get away to the coast and keep that thought going in the mind and give them all the different reasons to come and all the different entertainment options that are out here. And the last thing with wallscapes is because of the different unique sizes, you can get really creative. And so what I'm not going to go through all of this. I just want to just kind of highlight a couple of different things that maybe stand out as options, and then we'll see if you have questions. I tabbed these, so you can see number one on the little tab. That's just our dotted map, so you can kind of see an idea of the coverage where our 35 locations are in the Portland Metro. So you can see we really do, you know, we cover all four corners of the city. A lot of emphasis on downtown, a lot of emphasis on the bridgeheads where you have both morning and afternoon commute. And so, you know, again, I'm not going to go through all of these, but I wanted to highlight a few in particular. If you go into number two on the little tab, what this location is, you know, we have our coding, inventory coding, PDX 130. You see, it's got a picture of the Portland Timbers campaign on the lower side. It's kind of near the closer to the back.
It's not numerical.
They're not numerical.
Sorry, I bounced around a little bit.
Got it. Thanks.
So this one is on McAdam Avenue, Highway 43. The good thing about this location in terms of a qualitative audience is Highway 43 is the way you get into downtown for Lake Oswego and Westland commuters. Those are the number one and number two most affluent suburbs in the marketplace. And so you drive right into it, morning commute, or people going in for entertainment options, going in for games and things like that. And so just qualitatively, you know, it provides a real great way to get that message out.
Do you have your impressions listed?
Yeah, I have a grid that will give you all the different information as well. Tab number three, which is just a little further forward, actually, towards the front of the book.
No alcohol.
Yes, that is, yeah, so.
Get it.
No alcohol in that location. This is PDX 114. Now, what this is on the east end of the Burnside Bridge. So people in the afternoon who are commuting away from the city and going home, this is one of the last things they see before they hit their house. It's illuminated, it's in the face, it's large. Actually, if you've been to Portland, it's on the side of the Fishel's Furniture Building that's been there for years.
Exactly.
The thing that Timbers did with this is we have five locations on the east end of the Burnside Bridge. Four of them facing traffic as you go from west to east and leave in the afternoon. So, you know, my thought was one way creatively that you can utilize the multiple locations. What the Timbers did is they wanted that feel like, hey, we own the city. And so you kept seeing them over and over and over again. But for somebody to be leaving the city and you've got, you know, and the last one is this big, tall, skinny one where, you know, you've got just a message, you know, about Newport, and then you've got a message about the aquarium, and then you've got the lighthouse, and then, you know, something about, you know, the crab capital and Dungeness Crab Capital. You have a lot of different messages where you're letting people know, you're saying the message, it's not just come to Newport, but there is enough stuff going on in Newport to easily for a family fill a great week, you know, with different activities. And because you've got multiple locations lined up, you can kind of send that message. Going to number four, this is a real unique one that On Display has. This is at the very back, it's the last tab that I've highlighted. This actually is a building next to Jelbun Field where the Portland Timbers play their soccer games. And this is a building that has 104 windows that we image with advertising.
Oh, cool.
So the green that you see there, that's Absolute Vodka was up on that at this time. Right now, Kaiser Permanente is up on the building. And what they've done is they turned all the windows. It looks like that the building has been filled with water as a swimming pool. And in the windows, you see people swimming across. And then it's Kaiser, and the message is thrive and a healthy living and things like that. The building sits right on Burnside, and then it with a V wall at Morrison, and it backs up to Jelbun Field. So it's a real kind of hotbed of activity area. You can put multiple messages, obviously, and show multiple activities across these windows. So it's a really unique environment, a really unique brand. This building kind of squishes down nicely on the street level, so it's hard to miss. A lot of bus routes go by this. So. Again, it's a very kind of unique way to display multiple messages for multiple activities. Two more I'll share real quick. Spin for just a little bit. Number five. This is one of the tallest wallscapes in the city of Portland. This is PDX 111 at Southwest 4th and Oak. And so this is actually this one here where it says Singular-Minded as the picture for the Oregon Duck basketball game. They highlighted this wallscape on ESPN on SportsCenter when Duke and Oregon played each other. Which, as a duck, I like seeing. But It's 90 feet tall. It's right in the heart of downtown. It's really a can't-miss location. And then obviously, again, I'm thinking something like the lighthouse would be really neatly imaged on this kind of a wallscape. And it's a thing that stands out that gets people talking about it. So it's, let's see, slightly forward. I don't know if you still, or...
I don't, I can't find that page.
Let's see.
It's right in front of the last one.
I got a one. I got a three. Do you see a five anywhere?
Let's see. Probably...
Keep on going.
Six.
I should have made better tabs. I didn't cross each other.
There.
There. So, you know, right now, actually, we've got a large campaign coming up with Cavalier, which is out of Montreal, Canada, which is a large, it's kind of like Cirque du Soleil, only with horses, that's coming to Portland. And so they're going to be doing a big creative with the horse on there. And so, and the last one I'll show you just real quickly, if you turn one page forward, this is one of the largest wallscapes in the city. Now, I think you actually looked at this through
yes.
Grady Britton prior. So this is the 187-foot L wall. So as you can, I think you kind of see perspective there. These two walls meet as you go across the Morrison Bridge heading into downtown. Alaska Air used the nonstop to Hawaii message for this PDX extra to Hawaii, and they posted this through its fourth quarter of last year and then first quarter of this year. Now what you see what they did is we also have a water tower up above it that they turned into a sunscreen bottle. This one actually won the OAAA, which is the Outdoor Advertising Association of America's best travel campaign for the country last year. So we went to Miami and won the national award, which was kind of cool.
Grady Britton pitched this to us. We said yes, but by the time they got to you, it was gone.
And right before, and so as you came and as you guys were ready to grab it, Walmart took it.
Yes, so all of these, this is the one we're most familiar with.
Yeah, so Walmart grabbed this. Now, Walmart is now off that, and then Cavalier, this thing from Montreal, Canada, is going to be up there through the end of December, and then it's open again right now in January and beyond. And I know we looked at doing something where, obviously, as an L wall, it lines itself up beautifully to show the entire coast, to show some different things along the coast, and then to have the lighthouse, you know, kind of towering over the whole thing. It's a creative opportunity, and that'd be really interesting to take it on. But it's just another example of how you can do one of those ooh-ah things that really stands out.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Now again, we obviously have multiple other locations. I've got them all here in the binders, and but I know there's other people, and I don't want to take up all the time. Is there any questions that
mine is or are you showing us this is what we can do and these are examples, or are you saying some of these are available or some of them are not available?
You know, I mean, I'll provide updated avails. Obviously, they change all the time. Right now, going into 2012, most of them are available. We have a handful that have been taken on a permanent basis. The Blazer Wall, you know, the Blazers have had for 4 years running. Of course, you know, whether or not the Blazers are going to be blazing right now, it's all dependent on that lockout. But we have about three or four locations that have been locked out for the year, but I'll provide updated information on that. But the vast majority of our inventory is available right now.
Okay. So what's the medium? The stuff? Is that vinyl? Is it painted? Is it what is it?
It's a mesh vinyl on a cable system. You know, it costs roughly a tenth of what painting it, you know, would cost, and certainly is more green in terms of, you know, no runoff and things like that. Much easier to install, and then you get photographic quality as well.
Okay. Cool.
And we have third-party vendors that we can provide for outsourcing on that.
Alright.
So I'll leave behind the wall specs. I'll provide all this electronically as well.
Great.
This prints out a little small because there's so much information, so I apologize for that. I've got some extra copies, and then my card is there if anybody has okay. questions.
GM questions?
It's all on this okay. as well, yeah.
Great.
Thank you so
much.
All right.
Thank you
very much. I'll leave the rest of these behind, and thank you. I really do appreciate the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
I've got a quorum.
Yeah.
Us too.
And then do I need to stick around until the end? Is there questions afterwards, or?
I think that's it.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah. You have my email. Will they need anything?
Okay, yeah, if there's any questions, please let me know.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That'd be cool to put a lighthouse on that thing.
I love these. I mean, oh,
these all the time, and they're amazing.
I think we should do the tower.
The tower with the lighthouse.
Yes.
Isn't that the one we wanted?
Yeah. That's what we wanted.
To do that.
Walmart
needs
to do the first quarter of
2012.
Yeah, and that would be awesome going into spring.
Yeah.
Yep.
February.
I was gonna say the first quarter. You guys
see wine
and everything's done.
I mean, you're top of mind anyway, so it's kind of cool to have your.
I love
Do we know
space.
How much that one is?
Right.
The big V wall. It's going to be more than some of those he shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to dig out what they were asking for, or at least
it was a pretty good chunk of money.
Brady Britton.
Yeah, they were.
Was that like $28?
Okay, so
it's on here. Let's see, which board? What was the board number on that?
It's a 5, I think.
120.
Is it? It's not one.
120 and 131. PDX 120 and 131.
It's number 6.
Number 6.
120 and 131. Quarter 1, 4 week. That doesn't make sense. It says 15,000 for 120, 8,000 for 131.
That's a tower.
One time installation, it's like 13,000. Net production, 45,000 for the one. And 5,265. I think that's the little tower thing on top.
Yeah. You could blow your budget on that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, it may be someone else in the trip.
But then we would have no other decisions to make on here.
Yeah.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Okay, so
does the decision need to be made on that today for media planning, or are we're hearing others,
well,
right?
Because you have to go. So.
We have so many
other ones to listen to. I don't know when we're going to make the decision.
Well, I think we can just put it back on the agenda for next time and just talk about it then.
Okay.
I mean, we'll just say that, you know, we don't need to come back.
We're
going to discuss it.
Okay, let's do that, because I'm telling you,
I don't have to be pressured into making a decision.
Well, that way you can sit and think about it and look through it.
Yeah. Okay,
that's what he was getting at earlier.
How much do we put towards outdoor, how much to someplace else?
Right.
Who says managers don't get to go on vacation at the same time? What's up with
that? I don't know, but that is obnoxious, isn't it? That's why I left my
name.
I brought some color information sheets, and actually, due to time constraints today, we can really postpone the posters proposal. It would be that it says posters, Corvallis, Aldine posters, Eugene, Springfield, because they won't be going up, or potentially until March, and it's not a space available. It's like immediately. So we can just do that today so you guys don't have too much on your plates.
Thank you.
We have talked about these before, and I guess I just never put, a proposal and asked for your business. So these are locations that the committee in the past has expressed an interest in. Mm-hmm. It's the catching southbound traffic from Albany right before the exit, and then also catching northbound traffic just south of Eugene before the closed exit as well. The Albany location would be available at the end of November, and then the Eugene location would be available at the end of December. I know in the past the committee kind of had mentioned that you really kind of want to gear down for wintertime and then gear back up for spring and summer, which is why I pushed out the poster program that far. So, but these ones are immediately available. It's based on space availability. So if you guys have any questions, or if you just want one, we can also just do the one. The Albany location is $1,500 every 4 weeks, and the Eugene Springfield is $1,850 every 4 weeks. It creates a nice bracket. I've attached the front of the map. And each location is marked with that half circle in blue. And then, of course, the photo information sheets are attached.
And the Eugene location, again, was how much every 4 weeks?
Right here.
$1,850.
Mm-hmm. It's on this little canvas.
Yeah. And with it, if you do both of them, this is the total value of the package. And then it does not include a $2,000 production charge, $1,000 for each location. And that is listed in the special instructions on the agreement.
Okay.
So everything really is spelled out on the agreement, the start dates of each one, the individual rates for each one, and then, of course, the production charge. And as I mentioned, we have kind of talked about this, but it kind of gotten pushed to the back burner because of some, you know, dealing with the agency issues, setting your goals for the year, etc. So I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity if you feel that these locations are ones that work very well, as I feel, for support.
Okay.
So, and then if you just want to put me on the agenda for next month, we can go over the poster program information. So I want everyone to have ample time. Not necessarily ample, but time.
Yeah.
To do their presentation. So if you have any questions at all, let you know. I don't know if you guys do or not. But the location descriptions are, you know, provided on the information, the photo information sheets, as well as the Eyes on Impression, the weekly Eyes on Impression. For the Albany location is 180,000, just a little over. So that means that's how many eyes actually see that billboard, not just drive by the daily effective traffic counts there as well.
Okay.
So this picture, this is actually I-5 southbound right here. This is the exit coming up, and that's what that means.
Uh-huh.
0.46 from that, so I think I know what it is. Okay, and this one is...
And that exits, that 30th Avenue exit, all of the traffic from the University of Oregon is going to be directed to that exit. Not that it really matters that they're all going to be driving by the sign, but it may actually have a longer read time given higher traffic, you know, being
flowing that way
for the next 2 years.
Okay.
Are these lighted?
Yes. It says right there in the notes that they're illuminated.
I kind of like this market.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's close.
And that's kind of, you know, a lot of people drive up I-5 catching, you know, northbound and then take that exit over to the coast, and letting them know that there's, you know, a new different option available just, you know, once you're over there just to come north. So, mm-hmm. And the same with the Albany. I don't mean but I know that you were great.
Yes, that's what we love
about
you.
One other quick question. This is on a per 4 week. Mm-hmm. If we say, hey, we want 8 weeks, we want 12 weeks, are there discounts for...
No, the best rate you're going to get is with an annual agreement, and this is an annual agreement. Okay. If you go shorter term, the rate's going to go up and the production is going to double. Okay. So this is based on an annual agreement.
Okay.
So then we just bill every 4 weeks. We don't bill every month.
I gotcha.
Good question. Okay. And then if you can just let me know if next month will work so we can do the posters.
Yep.
Then I can come back.
That's fine. I'll just put you on. Just check back when it gets closer that we have a quorum. But
okay.
Yeah, I'll just put you on.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
What days are
meeting
next month?
I don't know. I don't have to look at my calendar.
Okay, so we need Comcast.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Did you guys want to just spill words?
Okay.
So I understand this is for each 4 weeks, but then you're paying this
every 4 weeks.
Every 4 weeks.
So right,
as long as you want.
Would be for 13 weeks then.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's monthly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make you sign the annual.
So who wants to take over the meeting when I have to leave? I'm sorry. This Thursday is just...
We're going to make it.
Are we
going to make it?
Okay.
Quick. Do it quick.
2 minutes.
Hi.
Hi.
It's a long time.
I'm the Hen Kim.
Okay.
The Hen Kim.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
There's two Kims, so... All right. You guys are you delusional with paper yet?
Not yet.
Right. Should I make you that way, or should I just keep it like that? I want to pass out a couple different handouts. I don't want you to even think about the fact that we got to look at them all today, because I don't want a product dump on you guys. But I do want you to have these so that you can take them with you, and then if you want to, you know, fall asleep with them tonight or look at them over a cup of coffee tomorrow or something, you know, you have that opportunity. I am Kim McKelvey. I'm with Comcast Spotlight. Office is in Portland. And basically what I sell is television on cable, if you will. And then the online portion of it is Comcast.net. Everything's being rebranded, as you might know or have heard, as Xfinity. So if you hear Xfinity in the same sentence as Comcast.net or whatever, they mean the same thing. But essentially...
So Comcast.net and Xfinity are the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
It means the same thing, absolutely. Now, on the coast here, you have Charter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we have formed years ago an interconnect with Charter, so basically I rep Charter. So when you buy the Portland DMA, and you get Portland, Salem, Corvallis, Vancouver. You get all of the charter zones in addition to that with it. So I represent the whole enchilada, if you will, as opposed to, you know, just Comcast in Portland or Eugene or whatever. And there's two DMAs.
Okay.
There's the Portland DMA and there's the Eugene DMA. Those are purchased separately. So if you're looking at buying radio, TV, whatever, they're two different markets, two different worlds. And the, you know, if you bought, for example, a TV station in Portland or a radio station in Portland, it would cover typically the Portland DMA. You would want to buy another station in Eugene if you wanted coverage in the Eugene DMA. So there's two separate worlds there. I rep both of those DMAs. If you want to buy Eugene, you can buy them all through me. And the option that you have with Comcast is that you can buy these things individually as a zone. So let's say you just wanted to buy Astoria or Longview or Corvallis or Hood River, or, you know, just focus on Salem. That's all you have to pay for. You can just buy that one zone, and I can help you with that. The interconnect is, you know, kind of the easy way to go if you want coverage everywhere, and it has a footprint similar to what you would buy, you know, on a broadcast or radio TV station. We just don't have coverage in all the little, you know, hinterlands, basically. New to Comcast this year, we also, in addition to repping Charter, we also have all the direct TV satellite households now that we're adding. So that's coming online as we speak. We're just currently starting that right now. So that's kind of the brief background on what I sell and where it is, and I'll let you guys ask questions as we proceed anyway. I'm just going to leave these with you if you'd like. Take a couple, take one and pass it down. I'm going to do this a little bit backwards today. These are success stories. And I don't want to really dive into these, but this is kind of case histories on other tourism-related accounts that we've worked with. Most of them are in here in the Northwest. We've got Bend, we've got Southern Oregon Airport is the last page on there. Got Chelan County up in Washington. But some of these are, I think you'll find very relevant in terms of case histories and success stories that we've worked with, you know, within this industry. And I also pulled some research for you. I thought you guys would find this interesting. This is fun stuff, and I think everybody, you know, might find this interesting no matter what business that they have, you know, in Newport. I'm sure you've seen some of this. I'm sure you've received some of this from other media, perhaps, or something similar, or perhaps maybe from some third-party services. But Comcast has a company that we subscribe to, basically, and pay good money to survey 2,000 people every year. And we asked some questions, for example, like, in the last year, of all the people that visited Newport, what's your demographic profile? And these first two pages will spell that out for you, and we're not going to go into, you know, the depths. We don't have time today. But I think you're going to want to look at that, and it'll give you an indication of all these people, what they look like and who they are. And I'm going to qualify this initially up on top here. This is for persons. It says persons up here on the very top, and it says 279,000 people, right? So 18 plus in the Portland DMA, 279,000 people basically is what the pie is of adults 18 plus in the Portland DMA, okay? And of those people, these are the percentiles that have responded in the way that they said they have. So, take an example. Respondents age summary. You see the second one down there on the first page. It's got all of the age groups in there, 18 to 24, 25 to 34. Those are the age profiles. So, 18 to 24, that's the age respondent. There's 42,000 people in that demographic slice. That represents 15% of the entire DMA market, adults 18 plus. And when it indexes 134, 100 is average, so it's about 34% more likely to have visited the Newport area in the last year than somebody who's not in that age profile. So what you look for is the indexing column as you go down there, and it gives you kind of an indication of, you know, if you see something over 100, particularly well over 100, 120, 130%, you can see that there's probably an indication of something there. You look at the household income, and it looks like, you know, of 0 to 75,000 in household income, it's a roughly about 100 in the indexing column, which tells you it's about average for people in that that income range. But if you look at people, say, 100,000 to 150,000, 108%, that's 8% more likely. So you've got a little bit more money, you're probably a little bit more likely to travel. As you go through there, a lot of this is common sense, but you're going to find a couple of things that really stick out. And in here, what I found, particularly as you scan and you get into page two, you got a lot of people that are white collar, a lot of people with a little bit more income, managerial professional, people that have smaller household size. There's a lot of couples that are visiting Newport. Most people are just coming kind of household size of two, don't have kids at all. And conversely, there's a small slice of the pie that actually have several kids, but that's a very small slice of the pie. Plus or minus factor on this is 5 to 7%. So anyway, a lot of the details in here, a lot of million questions can come out of this. This isn't the end all be all, obviously, but there's some great information in here.
I do notice on the education, we have the highest and the least educated, and then and the most educated.
Yeah, you'll find, I know there's a dichotomy sometimes in terms of how that works out. And it makes sense when you think about it. A lot of times, you know, families will come, they don't have a lot of money because the kids are young, you're spending all your money on the kids. Kids are gone, empty nesters are coming, you've got two people in the household, they're coming down. So, but it's good information. And we'll just flip through the next couple of pages, but this talks a little bit about indexing. And you'll find that of people that visited Oregon Coast, for example, they index quite highly if they happen to be a cable subscriber, hardwired cable subscriber, if you will. And there's other indexing in here. But basically, if you've been online, you're very interested in traveling, or you've gone online because you're interested in traveling. And I think that's pretty common sense today. Xfinity and Comcast.net index quite high, though, as you might expect for people that are traveling. So, the last page is really where I wanted to go with all this research, and this is why I started and I pulled this research for you today as kind of a precursor to today's meeting. And this is people that visited Newport in the last year, where do you come from? And I didn't know if you'd actually seen this pulled on a county-by-county form. But these are the Washington, Multnomah, Clackamas are basically Portland, those top three counties. And you can see that, what's that, about 44% for the top three. About 44% of everybody that's visited Newport in the last year, this 18 plus,
Tri-County
is coming right out of that Tri-County area, right, exactly. And then what I found interesting too was the other areas, for example, you know, the Polk and Marion would kind of make up Salem, right?
Right.
I mean, Polk's on one side and Marion's on the other, and what does that represent? So you can kind of get a slice of maybe those individual areas, as I mentioned with Comcast, you can buy individual markets, so if you wanted to pull the trigger on, you know, one of these areas on the I-5 and really zero in on them for whatever reason, this might help you in terms of understanding the percentage of business that it could potentially represent.
Is this an online survey?
This mainly is still done by diary, but it is electronic. Okay. It has gone electronic. But as I mentioned, this is typically about 5 to 7% plus or minus accurate. Mm-hmm. But it's a good sample base. Like I mentioned, it's 2,000 people that they survey, so it's a very well done survey. Anyway, you guys will be able to go through that. That'll be helpful for you in your planning, I hope. And my final leave behind today, I'll give you guys a couple of these things. Let's see, what do we got for on that side? And one more here. When I was talking to Lorna a couple weeks ago, I asked her, you know, what can I do for the committee? You really can't come in, you know, and just drop a proposal on you guys that don't understand your needs. But she suggested maybe that I give you something in terms of a proposal because it gives us a price point to go off of. So bear in mind today, don't really, you know what your, you know, desires are, what you're facing. But I wanted to give you at least some pricing idea for online and television. So I've included that in this presentation that I've bound for you. And essentially, if you'll walk through that with me briefly, the first page on this is, if I focused on one thing today, it would be just to let you know that what Comcast can really do that a lot of the other media can't is it can zero in on these areas, as I mentioned with our research. We can really hyper-focus on these guys because we got a ton of different networks to choose from. So if you want women, if you want families, whatever it is, I've got 44 different networks that I can choose from, and I can zero in on shows like, you know, specific to tourism that are going to work well, for example, on Discovery. You know, if you want to have a program involving crabbing, for example, you know, I can buy that. There's a coverage map on here that describes those areas. And then TV Plus Online delivers, gives you kind of an indication of how these things are very symbiotic, as you might imagine. If you buy TV alone, you get Delivery X. If you buy TV and online together, the delivery is compounded and it dramatically goes up. What we found, and this is very classic, is that particularly in the younger demos, you saw in this information and the research that the younger demos actually are visiting you guys frequently. But particularly in the younger demos, the online usage is very high, and as much as 40-45% of those younger demos are online, literally sitting there with their laptop online while they're watching TV.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, you know, and I'm not just talking about your standard 19 or 24-year-old, I'm talking about guys that are 40-plus that are sitting there now. So the usage in your online and your computer activities, older people sit online longer. There's a smaller percentage of them that are online than the younger demos, but when they're on, they have a tendency to camp out. And being an older guy now, I can tell you that that's true, because I just don't function as fast as my teenage sons do, you know. So if you have something that you're buying and you do advertise on TV, and you can take that same 15-second ad, for example, and run it online in streaming video, your payoff is a lot greater.
So are these people looking at, are they bundled people that have your internet connection? Is that who these people are?
It's anybody in this thing. This is a generality. But
it's not like coming up on your Comcast homepage when they open up their computer. Necessarily yours, is that
right,
true?
It is? Yeah, I mean, it's true in both ways. Okay. Well. Yeah. So.
You guys, I have to leave, but Nicole said she'd run the meeting.
All right, see you later.
Sorry. Okay.
There's more on us, if you will. And then with Comcast.net, we are a local thing. We don't, with a lot of, if you buy like an Oregon Live, for example, it's a great site and everything, but you have to recognize that about 40 to 60% of a lot of the sites like that you're buying are made up of uniques, individuals that use that actually do not live in the Portland DMA. So that can be beneficial for you in the case of tourism, but on the other hand, if you know you really want to hyper-focus on where the business is at, it's considered to be waste. So you got to know what you're buying and ask them to break that out, maybe extrapolate that with you. Anyway, I won't go into greater detail there for the sake of time. Local users, and then I've given in the back of this thing a couple of examples of what our site looks like, what a banner ad looks like. Yes, absolutely, yeah. On this page where it just says banner ad, there's a 300 by 250 banner, so that shows you on the home page where your banner ad would be positioned, how it would look, and that's what a lot of guys buy, suggesting that that's part of what you do. Next page shows pre-roll and banner. Pre-roll is simply taking your TV spot and running it online. Mm-hmm. It's the click-through rate on it is dramatically increased versus just by us buying a static banner ad like you saw on the first page there. I highly recommend that. I like to recommend a combination of those things where you do a banner ad or you do some type of Mixcore Flash related product. Mm-hmm. But ideally, with this thing, you've got 15-second TV ad. Lauren said you got a couple of 15-second TV ads, I guess, theoretically. You got those running on TV. You got the 15 online. It's the best of all worlds, if you will. When you click on this, this opens up here. This is a companion ad. So your TV ad runs right in this window. And it's, you know, whatever it is that you create, Rob. And then simultaneously, this banner pops open up above it. And it's going to say Newport or welcome to Newport or, you know, maybe promotes the next event or whatever that you've got going. And they click on that and that takes them right to the website. So it's very neat because it when the companion ads open, they just literally take over the whole page. It's very attention-getting. So that's kind of what it would look like before the ad finishes. And then, guys, I put a couple of points in here just for fall proposal. I've got a suggested banner ad, about a couple hundred thousand impressions, what it would cost. Suggestion on your pre-roll, what that would cost if you bought some impressions there. Fairly minor in terms of price point. It's about $5,100 for the online segment of this. You know, you can spend $100, you can spend $100,000. It doesn't matter. You know, I can do this any way you want, basically. But I gave you something, as I mentioned, that would just kind of give you a price point to chew on. This is a suggested example of what we would typically see for the standard buyer, if you will, over this period of time, just to give you an idea. So there's nothing unusual here. And we can create annualized package for it. I know you guys are talking about next year, create annualized packages for you, whatever you want. But that's for another meeting. I also included a proposal for TV. And some suggested programming, suggested networks, and it gives you kind of an indication of what that is. You can spend, once again, spend $5,000, spend $5 million. It's up to you guys and whatever the budget will determine. The way that I would leave this today would be if you're planning on doing something, you know, in a kind of the fall shoulder season right now, it's almost, let's say, immediate in nature. I would just focus, and you have, you know, a few $1,000 to burn or whatever, I would focus only on the online, and I wouldn't mess with TV. I think if you're going to buy TV in the Portland area, you really need to spend at least, at a bare bones minimum, in the range of $10,000. You really do. This suggested proposal is about $15,000 or so. That gets you a frequency of about 3 in your target demos. And so that's, you know.
3 daily? 3 times?
3 times for the entire schedule.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, and I'm not screwing around, these are all hard numbers. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for like 1,000 years. So I can cut through this and give you exactly what you want, but it's like, I don't build any fluff into these proposals. There's no, this doesn't include 1,000 promotional ads at $0 and all the BS that you're gonna get from a lot of people that are gonna come in here and blow smoke up your nose, if you will. But it's like, that's what it takes to deliver a 3 frequency in Portland. So if you're going to buy the entire DMA, if you buy a single zone, it's cheaper, and I can help you with that. But that will give you some price points anyway. I don't want to take more. I've probably already taken more time than you've got. So I'll leave you with an appendix here if you have more questions. And anybody have any questions for me in this smoking 8 minutes?
That's awesome.
There was that one chart where you showed the different zone, the frequencies are different, how many people come from different areas in the Tri-City. Is that your entire Portland DMA?
That's based on a whole DMA. Not just the area that we cover, but the whole DMA, if you will. We cover the whole DMA, but that includes people that are surveyed that aren't in our coverage area, for example. So,
okay.
Yeah, what you would consider, let's say, to be the Nielsen DMA. So it would be good, true for anybody in a broadcast TV area.
Okay.
And that's all the way north up through basically Longview and all the way south through Corvallis. Any other questions? I'll get out of the way here and let the She Kim in.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up.
Thank you very much.
Let me know if I can help you out any further. And do we follow up with Lorna on this? Or?
They'll discuss it at their next meeting, and then I'll shoot you an email after the meeting.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah, you have my stuff. So.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time today. A wonderful excuse to even buy a crab cocktail now, so.
I think it's really nice that we have Nicole here in this committee because of the fact that in pulling some of the young professionals who I talked to through the Chamber of Commerce, their idea of valid advertising and target market is very different than even what I would have thought. Right. So it's really interesting to hear some of that detail. I'd be curious to talk to you about it.
See what
Hi there.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. Give you my card on the other half. I saw radio. That's my card. I'm Kim McKelvey. You're the city manager here.
Yes, hi
there. And I know you.
Yes.
Hello, Nicole. I've called her a million times. Here's my card.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. And I'm Kim McKelvey.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Kim. I'm John. How are you?
Hi, John.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And my card says Total Traffic. We're a division of Clear Channel Radio. We operate out of the same company. But what we are is all the traffic reports you hear on radio in Portland. This traffic report brought to you by, we had done last year was discovernewport.com in the last few years. So, so those traffic reports you hear, that's us. But we're actually a part of a group of radio stations as well. We have, in our own building, we have 7 stations. And for traffic, what you've done in the past was 8 stations. And we'll be going up to quite a few more this next year. So, here, I'll give you my card. And Kim, the other Kim. And we're both Kim, to make it exceptionally confusing. And that's card to read.
Okay.
Yeah. really quickly, I know you guys don't have a lot of time. And there's a lot of different things we can do. What you have done in the past was you did traffic reports. And that's really what you did with us. And I'll show you the stations, and I'll show you traffic. So you have it. At least you know what you did before. If you don't have a record, if you weren't on the committee, my card's on it again, but you've already got that. These are the stations you advertised on. About, I want to say we have Newport 5 years at least, maybe less, I'm not sure, I can't remember. Those I'll give you in a second here. Let's give you these. There you go, pass that down. And real quick, traffic reports are really simple. Here you go, one more. Traffic reports are really simplistic. It's really easy to understand. You can see on the top page, that shows you all the stations that we have. And with Discover Newport, and now Destination Newport, but it was Discover Newport then, we promoted you across the stations. We leaned a little heavier on the older adult stations like K103, which is our mainstream station in Portland. We do the Christmas music at the holidays, so kind of the mainstream station. News with KEX, oldies is our, as you would imagine, 70s and 80s music. A little bit of Z100 and such. And if you turn, and you'll have a copy here you can take, I'm just giving you an example of what a traffic bio looks like. And this is what your previous agency bought. And if you look at page 2, it's got my logo on top.
Yeah. You have an extra one.
Did I start you one? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I thought you all had one. I'm not, it's getting late in the day and I'm not counting very good. Mm-hmm. I apologize. There you go. You can see here, it just says, I apologize again, I did Discover Newport. I just did the next 3 months, sort of an idea of a fall. We had done winter weekend getaways in the past for, we talked about whale watching, and I think we did an emphasis on microbrews last year. Microbrews and something else. I can't think what it was. I want to say whales. traffic responses, you can see right there, they include a billboard. So it starts out, this traffic report is brought to you by destinationnewport.com. And you can say your website. Then the report runs. Traffic reports are either a standalone or they're first in the commercial break. So it will say, you know, they have a music that we play. It's, you know, people know the sound. It's like, you know, it kind of sounds like traffic, and they'll say, we're coming back now with traffic, you know, for the afternoon commute. Most traffic reports run in drive times. Mm-hmm. The exception being on news talk stations, we run traffic throughout the day. Because when there's a wreck, which happens a lot in Portland, people do tend to still go to AM if they're in the middle of the day and the traffic doesn't move. They logically.
Find it. Yeah.
So we do run traffic throughout the day on the AMs. So then your commercial runs. And all traffic reports with our company are 15-second commercials. And this is what Newport's done before. And I brought an example. You can have this. These were some scripts I did last summer and I sent to Nicole. But they're pretty similar to what you did before. You can see what a 15 is. And I had sent her last summer recorded versions, and I can send those to you again too. I know Nicole gave them out. But a 15 is really quite a bit of copy. It's pretty much what you run in television as well. It's we don't run 30s with traffic, only 15s.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's an example of what an ad would look like. Our ads are produced. We don't charge for production. The stations do it. Mm-hmm. And the report is said live, and the billboard, you know, this traffic report brought to you by Destination Newport, is all said live, but then it goes immediately into the commercial.
Okay.
Traffic's always first in break, so you're the first commercial in the what we call the pod, the break. A change for next year is we have purchased the rights to sell traffic on other stations in Portland, and we don't know exactly what that deal will look like. It's been approved last week. By the Department of Justice, and so we will have up to 20-some stations, which will change the picture a little bit of what we have to offer. We've always had these, which is our own company, and so they were approved to do the traffic for these other stations as well. So we don't know if we'll strand that yet. So if you look, you includes the 15. Then I wanted to talk to you just really quickly about online. Because Nicole had indicated that online is important to you. Online streaming is a big thing with radio, particularly with our company. If you might have heard of the iHeart Radio, they had a big festival concert down in Vegas a couple weeks ago with Lady Gaga. iHeart Radio is a free app you can put on your smartphone and get over 700 stations on. And that's actually our company. And the reason they've invested in this is that Just to show you, it's kind of interesting.
Okay, what's the name of the app?
It's called iHeartRadio. Like a heart. Yeah, you can spell it H-E-A-R-T. Yes, and I can show you what it looks like on my phone. What's happening is, in the car with the adult demographic group, 90% of the listening is still done on radio. With the young group under 25, there is a variance in that. You're seeing iPods. Most people going to work, you have children, you don't have time to, you know, set up your iPod and download music the night before. So the core age group is still using radio in the car. Where we have to fight to be significant is now away from home. People used to carry a transistor. Now you can take your phone and pick up all of our local stations. We're going to be actually streaming commercials on our smartphone. That'll be coming next year. And to give you an idea how big a deal this download is, we thought at first we're salespeople. I've been selling radio for a lot of years. iHeartRadio, in 1 year, the number of downloads, the number of listeners, we have 30,000 a week now listening on this app in Portland. Just in Portland. It's up 550%. So that's how much people are starting to use their phone. Mm-hmm. And what happened to me is I went to the AT&T store and I asked the guy about it. I said, oh, do you know what I heard? Oh, yeah. He didn't know what my company was. He had never heard of Clear Channel, even though they were the biggest broadcast group in the world. He had never heard of it, but he heard of iHeartRadio. He was a young guy. Oh, yeah, my friends and I listened to it. And we have these speakers we're selling for Christmas. We set them on the counter from AT&T. And it's a lot like the iPod docking station where you can put your speaker. Same thing now for your smartphone. They're going to be selling speakers. He goes, oh, yeah, we go down and play basketball and want to listen to radio. But people don't haul transistors around anymore. You take that, put your phone in, pick the station you want to listen to. Out comes, it's just like taking a boombox. So I wanted to show you that because it's kind of an interesting...
So it's just a regular broadcast thing that's being streamed.
It's exactly what you hear on the air. Like if you turned on your radio in her office down the hall and then you dialed it up, you would hear K103. It would sound exactly the same with one exception. We moved the commercial breaks because ASCAP, which is the talent fees, wouldn't allow us to run the commercial simultaneously. It has something to do with people being paid if they're a talent. Say the voice for Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
He's a talent. He's making money. Each time that ad runs, he gets paid all across the country. So when they first started streaming ads, they said, you can't simulcast them. We're not being paid a proper amount of fees. So what we do is we set up separate breaks. So say Destination Newport runs with traffic at 3:30 p.m. on K103. Your actual stream commercial may run at 3:45. It will run. It just won't be at the exact same time. We have to shuffle the breaks.
That's kind of weird.
So you get matching streaming. At this point, we build it in. That's number three. So all I did here, this is not something I want you to belabor. It just shows you how your traffic buy went before, so you know what they look like. You get 258 announcements, and all I've done there is I've taken all the traffic reports, plus the billboards, plus the matching stream, and added them. Now, if you stop there at 258, it refers to everything you see down here. There's KEX. I put 4 weeks of ads in. You can see it says Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., four times that week. I indicate what the station is, what the rate is. And when you see GI in the radio world, that's just number of impressions. That's how many people, how many times the ad was heard, those four ads. Net reach is how many different bodies heard it. So difference between impressions and net reach is you can see the impressions number is higher. Some of those people in that net reach heard the ad twice. That's the difference. Frequency is how many times they heard it. You can see 1.2, makes sense, about 1.2. And I spent $220 per week on KEX for 4 weeks. And it continues down. KKCW, you can see that's our adult contemporary, then it goes to Christmas music mid-November. Below that, it cuts it off, but there's oldies, and if you flip the page, KLTH is oldies, and same thing. I bought spots 4 weeks. I sort of varied the weeks. KPOJ is another AM talk we have. OPB is the NPR station. OPB stream is actually listed. They actually list it separately, so I included it. We don't charge for it. If you run traffic with OPB, you run with your stream. Z100, you might know that. That's it's our hit station. And then the Brew is actually the number one rock station now in the last rating period. Below that, Wild. Wild is the kind of a sister station to Z. So that's sort of how traffic works. It's really simple. What I wanted to show you was, this sounds funny, but it's called Evergreen Promotion. Position on 7 websites. I just want to throw this out to think about, and then what I can do for Nicole is get to you a proposal that's a little more about online for next year, because you're talking about that. Radio websites are visited a lot by people who listen to our stations. That's primarily who's going there. They will hear John Williams on Oldies in the Afternoon. He used to be on Kissin' for years. Say something like, yeah, go to my webpage on, you know, oldies1067.com and check out the great weekend giveaway I'm giving for destinationnewport.com. We don't do entry boxes anymore. We don't have people drive into our building and fill anything out. Everything is done through the website. So what we have is we have contest pages on each website, and people can see your logo, then click through to your website. We don't charge a lot. We charge $250 for every contest to go across all 7 sites. Basically, it's our cost saying that's what we'll charge you for our guys to load it in, to put the artwork in, to put your splash, that sort of thing, splash page. I want to tell you the numbers, just so you know. Streaming
In a month, we have 226,000 people stream the stations on a computer or a phone in the Portland area.
Is that all your stations?
Yes, all of them combined. The number of visitors to the website, 168,000 uniques last month. So we get a lot of traffic. The people that go to our website are folks that listen to the stations. You know, there's a good place to be would be K103 with the Christmas music. You know, there'll be Christmas stuff going on and people can go, they'll go there for contests, enter to win, the DJs have cookie recipes, I mean, there's all kinds of things. So your primary user of our websites are people that listen to the stations. So if you do anything, I think in the future when you do something with radio, you should do something on the websites. And I'm talking to my manager before I left today. We talked yesterday about it. We both thought that if you did something on the online, it really should be some sort of promotion, like a weekend getaway. Maybe it's a hotel, maybe it's dinner, maybe it's a shopping certificate. His idea was if you could pool together like all kinds of fun things, you know, lots of different things, and maybe just a prize package, do something like that. And then you can promote that if you want on your ad, mm-hmm. or you could put that on, and it could link to your own website as well. It could be on your website. Our contest page can link right to your site. We'll put your website, your URL, right on our sites anyway. But one way that you can drive more people to your website is that the enter to win goes to your site to enter. That is one way to do it. We'll manage your enter to win. Anytime you do a promotion, we're happy to do that. Entries come to us. And we'll draw a winner each week or each month, whatever you want to do. We don't give out the names of people that enter. That's where the advantage comes if you want to have it go through to your website, because then you have the names. We will give you an email database if you want us to set something like that up. Like, would you like to receive regular emails from Discover, DestinationNewport.com? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's one thought, $250. You can do it monthly. You just have a contest. When we say evergreen, what we mean is, why not run just enter to win every month? It doesn't have to be hotels. You know, it could be tickets to the aquarium, plus just dinner or something, family of four. It can be a hotel. Anything maybe you want to promote at that time, you'd always have a presence on all seven sites. So you can see there, if you were to do this with a contest, it's about $4,500. There is no minimum on traffic. You don't have to do this much. If you said, that's more than we want to spend and we really just want to talk to a few audiences, we will tailor it to specific stations if you wish. This gives you, the beauty of doing 8 stations or 10 or 20 is that the more you do, the bigger the reach is, the more of a footprint you have. But you can also say, well, I just want to do it on the AMs, and we want to do a promotion there. That's fine. I put down below there New Year's. New Year's is a week we're traditionally quiet. It's right after Christmas, so our retailers go quiet. So we sell it for a lot less for the week or two after Christmas. So I put a really good price on there. Last thing I want to show you is just an idea of streaming. I wanted you to see this because I'm really glad you let me in today and come see you, and I really appreciate your time. And I know you've been listening to people, so I don't want to take a lot. But think about radio in kind of an out-of-the-box way for next year, because we do sell spots. That's, you know, we sell commercials. But a big part of where we're going is online. People are using their phones more and more for surfing. They're buying tablets. You know what that is? It Amazon that came out with a $200 tablet? I mean, that's going to be a big Christmas, $200 price point. Mm-hmm. That'll be a big Christmas present because you don't have to lug a laptop with you everywhere. Mm-hmm. So more and more we feel like we have to be on the web to be a part of people's entertainment. It can't just be a radio. So what this is, just to give you an idea, what's a big competitor, if you know, for online radio listening? It's Pandora. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
people have built their own station. So this doesn't copy too easy, but what Clear Channel did is that, did she listen to Pandora? Yeah, what we've done is with the launch of iHeartRadio, if you go to the website for iHeartRadio now, they're really just this, like literally we had a concert 2 weeks ago in Vegas, was sort of the launch of this. iHeart's been around for a year, but the relaunch is about starting next year. Actually, it's kind of beta testing right now, but it's not public. We will have our own Pandora. They looked at, should they try to buy Pandora? Pandora wanted a lot of money. So they bought a different software called ThumbPlay, and you're going to be able to do the exact same thing. So you'll be able to sit at your desk, and you can turn on the radio, or you can go to K103, what are your favorite songs, tell the computer your favorite songs, build your own thing you want to listen to, exactly what Pandora is, only we'll have, I don't know the exact numbers, they showed it to us in one meeting, so they haven't, it's like a beta test right now, but it will be like 1 million songs. And you'll be able to go to your favorite groups, exactly like Pandora, build your own station. It'll be the exact same thing. What that's saying is that commercials, if you listen to radio right now in a market like Portland, where all our surveying is done by people meters now, it's actually by meters people wear.
Yes.
It's much more sensitive than a diary. A diary used to be, of course, I had a little diary. I love Rush Limbaugh. They just wrote Rush Limbaugh down for 3 hours every day. Maybe they only listened that day for an hour, but they wrote Rush. With a meter, it's telling Arbitron exactly how much you're actually listening. And if you're in your daughter's car for an hour and a half going to the grocery store and doing errands and she's listening to Z100, you listen to Z100 that day if you're wearing a meter. It's a whole different world. So what it's required radio to do now is to put our commercial breaks tighter, have longer sets of music. And so with streaming, we're doing long commercial-free hours. And if you look at this, it didn't copy very well. We had a little battle with our color copier this morning when I went to do this, so I went black and white. We're actually running commercial-free if you stream. If you go back to your office today, type in z100portland.com or K103 or oldies1067, you will not hear a commercial from 2 to 5. That's how you compete with Pandora.
So how do you guys make money if that's what they do?
That's what this is what we're starting to do is we're selling sponsorships, and that's what we're going to do with iHeartRadio. This hour, commercial-free hour brought to you by DestinationNewport.com.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And then there are commercials built in throughout the day. There's banner ads built in throughout, on the website, so people are going to see your ad come up. And then you'll get commercials along with it and the brought to you buys. Mm. That you're going to see more and more of that with radio in the next 5 to 10 years. That's how.
So how do people on their data plans on their phones, how do they, I'm gonna go play basketball.
Right.
That thing's running, how do they
unlimited. You pay $30 a month, no matter how much you use. That's how much I pay. An additional $30.
I don't, my AT&T doesn't, I don't get that. I mean, I better get a different carrier or something.
Well, I pay like $69.95 a month for my cell phone, but then I pay $30 for a data plan. So I could leave my phone on for the whole 30 days and it would still only cost me $30.
So like,
yeah.
Just as long as your
battery. I was going to say, it's the battery. No, because I have one of those stands that I put my
phone on. That's right.
You do, see?
Okay, so that's the thing you said. Unlimited plans, they're just letting that thing go. It doesn't cost me anything more.
Right.
Isn't it like the world of broadband getting sucked up by tons of people just listening to this stuff all around? How do they?
No, because I come to work and I can pull.
No, but I mean, how do they build this network for all this broadband downloading of movies, radio that's streaming all the time? Who's doing that? I mean,
I don't know.
That's interesting.
You're getting it.
Oh, the FCC regulations are just, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and what you're getting is our music's coming to our website.
Yeah.
See, like, if you go back to your office today, you would be an oldies listener, which is... And
I'm sorry.
Only some newer people that my kids recommended me. Other than that, yes.
Yeah, well, oldies is for 35 to 64. For the demo we're in, in this room, the older, and I call older now, I'm in that 35 to 64 demo. The number one station is K103. The number two is oldies 106.7. But they're completely valid stations.
My dad is strictly Pandora. That's all he listens to. And I bought him a docking station for his birthday last month.
And he does it?
Yep.
Wow.
He loves it. He has it so honed in. He told me the other day, if anything ever happened to his phone and he lost his Pandora, he would be devastated.
Tell him about iHeartRadio, because we'll have more songs. But it's not, it's like I said, iHeartRadio.
But I'm just saying, that's the way people are going.
You can stream a gospel station out of Chicago right now on your phone.
Yeah, but I'm just telling John, people are, my dad is 56 years old,
and he
uses his iPhone, and he has a docking station now, and he thinks it's like the coolest thing ever.
Okay. He's ahead of the game. Seriously.
Yeah, but
that's
people will get there.
Oh, I think so. But I'll leave you with this though. In the car, where most of the listening is done, 90% of listening is still broadcast because people don't. Mm-hmm. Some of that will change in 20 years' time or 10 years' time when there's different technology in the car, more cars with iPod built in. Satellite is not an issue for us. They were very fearful. Problem is that the rental of a satellite space for Sirius and XM, it has never been a profitable.
Yeah, they can't make money.
And because first of all, one time they were talking about buying XM or something, and it was like, I don't worry about these guys. They're going to have a niche for someone that wants to hear Howard Stern mm-hmm. or wants to hear every Laker game.
Every football game.
Yeah. But it's more of a niche. Yeah. So more of where the technology's gone has been, they looked at Pandora. And they said, okay, what's the only threat to our industry? It's people putting their own songs in. So that's what iHeart is. And if you go to it today, you'll find all the 750 stations we have. You can get a station out of Detroit. Most of the listening is still done on our local stations, but you do get people listening to others. But the next phase that won't be available to us yet, it'll be in a few months, will be exactly what Pandora is, only with more songs.
Okay.
So, the last thing I want to ask you, have you talked at all about texting? Texting campaigns? Think about that one when you're brainstorming. Mm-hmm. We do text campaigns. We have our own text number, 81530. We could do text Newport, text Beach to 81530 and be entered to win a weekend at the beach. Now, texting, just remember this, because text campaigns are becoming a big thing. Texting doesn't go anywhere if you don't have some advertising of some sort to tell them to text.
Right.
You have to tell them. So it either has to be on your ads, your banner ads, you know, some sort of website, or on your radio, or on your, you know, your television. There has to be something to tell them, or they don't. But if you're telling them, text is really successful. It's not expensive to text to an audience. We charge $250 for the outbound text. If you want those people back to build a base of people to keep texting, we want to create the Destination Newport text. Database, so that we can keep texting them. Then we charge, I think it's like $500 or $750 total, to give you back all the people. We have to ask them. You know, you have to say, are you willing to continue to get emails from this Destination Newport? So I want to ask about that. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing, this is not cash. And I want to show you because it's Christmas only. We do e-auction. We started on Cyber Monday, which is the day after the Thanksgiving weekend, which you're not, because you know it's, you know, Black Friday is the big shopping day, and the biggest day of the year for the internet purchases is Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving weekend. So we do actually an online auction on our websites with everything from gas grills to patio furniture to jewelry, and we drive it on the air with promotion, talk about it on all our stations. People access it through any website on our stations, and they bid on things. You get trade advertising for full retail. So I have three copies. I meant to make more, and I forgot. I wanted to show you this because if you're going to spend a little money on, we'd love to have you on traffic. We'd love to have you do some advertising. But if you're questioning your budgets for the holidays, or you want to stretch it further, you could do trade. Literally the radio trade. You give us some hotels, you know, some gift certificates for restaurants,
And it's all spelled out in here. It's a straight trade. You get advertising dollars for the full retail amount. So if your rack rate on the hotel is $150 a night, I give you $150 for that. And so on. So you can buy
whatever the packages were.
Exactly. You build give me, say, Kim, here's 10 $500 overnight packages, weekend packages to Newport, worth $5,000. And I'll give you, here, you guys can look at these, and I apologize, I don't have more. You can see it's all spelled out. This is our third or fourth year. It's the third or fourth year we've done it.
Yeah, I can check, Nicole.
And we promote it for 2 weeks out front. We'd love to have Newport. I've got a ski resort called Whitefish over in Montana. Lazy Boy always gives us chairs. People bid on it. This is year three or four, so it's talked about, Monday, Cyber Monday. You know, go to 1190kex.com.
And it's just one day?
We run it all week.
Okay.
And what it is it's the top position, it's about like that, 300 by 250, and it's a portal. They just click right on that picture, and it takes them right through. It's pretty slick, to a shared site, so that everybody is bidding in real time. So if you listen to K103, you like the Christmas music, you say, I'm going to look at K103.com, and you go, oh, there it is, click, and you're listening to KEX, Rush Limbaugh, and you hear the ad, click, you're going into the same site, and you're bidding in real time. It's pretty cool. So you bid $25, and then you bid $25, and it just does it. It's pretty slick. And then we stagger, it'll say 1 hour, it'll send little 1 hour till we give away that trip, sell that trip to Newport. Is this your final bid? And literally, if you click a bid and you're clicking from another site, it will pop right back and say, this bid has been beat. Do you want to bid more? It is exactly like sitting there bidding in an auction. It's fun. And you lose on some things. You decide if you're going to back away. But it's fun. I think people do it at their desk because they're bored. It's a week after Thanksgiving. I think that's why it does well. People sit at their desks. It's like, maybe I'll bid one more time on that trip. And then if you get the final bid, it'll show you the clock. 3 more minutes till the weekend in Newport is done. 2 minutes, and then closed. And then they have to pick the prize up from us so we have proof that they got it.
They pay you.
Pay with credit cards through our site. And so basically you give me that, a weekend getaway, that's my merchandise. And then what I give you is, do you want to advertise on KEX? Do you want to, you're just buying an ad schedule with it. So. Cool. I know I threw a lot. I thought, Nicola told me you were looking at a lot of digital things, and I thought, what radio is, and what traffic is, you've done it. And we'd love to have you come back and do traffic. It's a great place to be. You get the most bodies for the price. But, if you're looking for promotional ideas, I think the web's the way to go because the engagement's so high with it. People sit there. It's not like, you're promoting it, but if you're just talking to them and you're saying, we're doing this contest, go to our website. But if they actually can go and sit there and look around at this stuff and go, well, I want to enter on that. And, I saw them on the auction. I'll bid on that. And then you have streaming ads where they're at their desk, and maybe they're listening for 3 hours while they're doing paperwork, and they hear your ad. It's just sort of hitting people in versus just one way.
Right. Does anybody have any more questions before we wrap this up?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time and letting us come down and see you. Nicole, should we call you next week? You guys will have questions.
They're going to follow up at their next meeting. They're going to talk about it again then, and then I'll follow up within an email. You can call me after the meeting.
If any of you, because I threw a lot of things out, my email's on there. If any of you seriously have questions about how, the streaming or the text campaigns or, putting something together with the visual side, because I threw a lot of things. Don't hesitate to email me at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Nice to meet you all.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Okay, I'll just, I can just push all this stuff to next time. The three last items. Okay.
Do we know what our meeting is next time? Because I'm going to be gone.
The third, what's this? The second Thursday. What day is this? What Thursday is this? The second Thursday.
The second Thursday. Is it second Thursday?
Oh, I have iHeartRadio on my phone now.
It's the second Thursday. It's the 10th.
I can send out an email with the meeting date.
It is the 10th, the second Thursday.
I won't be here the first or second Thursday of the month.
Should we push it to the third, just because?
If you, I mean, unless you don't think you'll have a quorum.
Does anybody else have anything going on?
I won't be back till, You said it's the second Thursday?
If that's what today is, then that's
the 10th. I won't be here then.
So we'd already have, we don't have Carrie. What was that?
11th is the holiday.
Uh-huh. No, you mean the 24th is the holiday.
No, the 11th
is Veterans Day.
Oh. That holiday.
Holiday. Is it okay if we jockey it to the 17th? Would you guys be available on those dates? Because we still need to have a quorum no matter the situation.
Right. The
17th,
I'm here.
Me too. Yeah, I'm back. My accountants are in town then, so I'm sure I can.
Jim, do you have any problem if we do something like that?
No.
Is the meeting room available?
I can check when we get back, and I can shoot out an email to let everyone know, like tomorrow morning.
So the
I'm available.
The four of us are saying yes on the 17th.
Okay.
And Lorna's probably back by then.
Lorna will be back by then.
Yeah, so. And then the next Thursday.
Because she's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. So we moved it.